Okay, so we're starting a new new sigan, Ayin Hey Amud Beis. In Avozar. Okay, good. Okay, good. So yeah, so he says like this. Mish says if you bought the Kli Tashmish from an Oved Kochavim. Yes, what does it mean a Kli Tashmish? It's pretty expansive phrase, isn't it? Isn't every kli for tashmish?
Yeah.
All right, but it means what here?
Tashmish for a suda.
It means I guess it means for a suda. I don't know. I'm not sure what the expression kli tashmish specifically means, but over here it's talking about food, about kalim used for suda, clay suda, what the Gemara calls it really, but. So if you purchased, so this Mishnah is talking about if you purchased, clay tashmish, or clay suda really, from Ovdei Kochavim, okay, and the mashmos of the Mishnah is that they're used, right? So it says, what do you need to do? Okay. So es shadarko lahatbil yatbil. Now that's a controversial phrase over there, right? That's a difficult phrase. What does that mean? What is Rashi saying? So it's very difficult, Lashon. Rashi is very difficult. I mean, almost everyone else disagrees with this pshat in Rashi. But Rashi's pshat is, what does it mean it's darko lahatbil? What does that mean, darko lahatbil? It's his way to be matbil in the kli. Well, the guy doesn't do tefillah, right? In other words, what's the derech of the kli to do tefillah? What does that mean? So he says it means it's roy for tara b'tefillah. It's roy litar b'tevila. If it's roy for tara of tevila, what does that mean? Meaning, it doesn't need anything else to be done to it. Like something that's only used with cold, then what? Yatpil v'sulo tzarech. Then do tevila and you don't need anything else. A very difficult Rashi. I mean, it's a difficult Rashi on a few levels. Yeah.
Is it circular, Rashi just said?
That's part of the problem, right? If it doesn't need anything else but tefillah, do tefillah and it doesn't need anything else. That's what it means. It doesn't need anything else but tefillah. And how are we supposed to know what needs something else? It's a difficult Rashi. I mean, most other Rishonim learn Es Shedarko Lahatpil means what? Like the Ramban says in the Chumash, and here, in the Rashba, and the Ritva, everybody says, it means what? It means that it's used. The Lashon Lahatpil doesn't mean Tevilas Kalim. It means, that's a term for cold, using something with cold. It's called like dipping. It's used for. It's not used for cooking. It's used for dipping. It's like a dip platter. It's used for cold, right? That's how the Ramban has it in the Chumash, right? So that. Okay. Now we have to see. We have to see if we can understand what the machlokas is. But practically speaking, Rashi holds that the Mishnah already starts speaking about Tzvilas Kalim right in the beginning. Right? Yeah, most other Rishonim say the Mishnah is not talking about Tzvilas Kalim at all. It's talking about Hechsher Kalim. So what would it mean for Hechsher Kalim? So it would mean what? If it's a kli that's used with cold foods, so then what do you need to do? Wash it. Just wash it. Right. In other words, plain pshat in the Mishnah is not like Rashi. Plain pshat is that the whole Mishnah is talking about the same topic, right? Es shedarko lahatpil yatpil. Lahagil yagil, lalabin b'or, you labin b'or. Right? So I mean, just talking about the way that you're machshir a kli. So how do you do hechshir kelim? So if it's a kli that was used, I mean, how do you, what do I mean by hechshir kelim? What does hechshir kelim mean? It means the getting rid of the iser, right? The plain pshat is the Mishnah is talking about, you have a kli that's treif, for whatever reason. In this case, it's because you bought it from a guy. You bought it used from a guy. And now you can't use it. Why can't you use it? Because it has iser in it, right? So you have to remove the iser. So how do you remove the iser? Depends on how it became iser, right? If it's darko lahatpil, right, meaning to say that it was used with cold foods, so then yatpil, wash it off with cold water. Right. You don't need to. Right. So if it was used with cold, that's lahatbil, means it was used with cold. So then yatbil. If it was lahagil, so what does that mean? Lahagil chaim in the Mishnah. Rashi. Roschen. So lahagil means it was used with boiling water, right? Like a pot, a regular pot that you cook on the stove with. You boil water in it, you boil soup in it, whatever it is. Liquids, you boil liquids in. Bishel, basically. What we refer to as bishel. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. So Rashi says it means, right, it means kelim that you mishtamish with mayim roschim. So they're metal, so then you could do hagala, right? So that's what it means. The way it became usher, that's the way you kasher. So if it was lahagil, you have to do hagala. If it was used with hot cooking, hot liquids, then you have to boil it in water. Go ahead. And what's lalabin bor? Lalabin bor means things you cook directly on the fire with, right? So that's what the Gemara gives the example. And the Mishnah gives the example. Like a shvud and the askala. So those are, the shvud is the what?
Skewer.
Is the spit, the skewer, correct. And the askala is what?
A grill.
Okay. So those two, you have to do libun. Libun bor. Okay, go ahead. So for those, the Mishnah doesn't say anything about tevila, right? And according to Rashi, that's what Rashi says. The Gemara Mefarsh Deboi Nami Tevila. According to Rashi, the first case is tevila, but the second case, the second two, leave out tevila. So he says the Gemara explains they also need tevila. Go ahead. Okay, that's a separate case. We'll take that up separately. What exactly that means is a big issue. It's a big machlokas. But it means basically, if you grind down the knife, then it's Torah. It's good. Okay. Well, what exactly that means is a big question. Meaning, does that mean for cold? Does that mean for hot? That's a big question, Rishonim. Okay. All right. So let's start the Gemara. Go ahead. Then we'll come. Then we'll take a look at the chumash. Good. Tana.
Tana.
Right. So it says v'kulon. And Rashi is consistent. Af hanigolin v'amalubonim. Right. Because according to him, the Mishnah already mentioned the things that don't need hagala or liman. So he says v'kulon, meaning even the ones that the Mishnah didn't mention yet, meaning lahagil and lalavin, also need a tevila b'arboim saw. Go ahead. Okay, so this is after the milchama with Midian, right? With the Midianim. So in Bamidbar, Lamed Aleph. So they captured a lot of kelim from Midian, from the Midianim, and And then it says, Vayomer, Vayomer Le Moshe, no, where's the, yeah. Vayomer Lozer HaKohen, El Anshei HaTzava, Bon Le Melchoma, Zos Chukastor Shir Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Ach Es HaZov, Ves HaKosef, Es HaNechoshes, Es HaBarzel, Es HaBedil, Ves HaOfer, Ves HaOfores. So, those are the metals. What are the metals? Zov is gold, Kesef is silver, Nechoshes is what?
Copper.
Barzel is what?
Steel?
Iron. Iron, right? Bedil? Tin? And Ophoros? Lead. Yeah, so these are the metals and lead. Kol dovar sher yovo bo'esh taviru bo'esh v'toher. So anything that was brought into fire, that you bring into fire, right, that is brought into fire, ta'aviru beish, you should bring it into fire, v'toyer. Ach, b'mei nida yischata. But in the mei nida, it should be purified. V'chol asher lo yavo beish, ta'aviru b'mayim. V'chibastem b'gdeichem b'yom ha'shvi u'tahartem. V'achar tavo el ha'machaneh. Okay, so what is going on in this parasha? So Rashi is like this. Afa pishalo hizyolochem Moshe el al hilchos tuma. Od yesh lahazyolochem al hilchos gil. Okay. So this is a separate parasha of the of what? Of Gil. What's Gil? It means kashering, right? Meaning the Blias Isser. Ach loshon miyad, klomer mimu otin atem milishtamish bekelem afilu achartar rasa mitumas ames ad shiyitaru mi Blias Isser nevelos. So that's the miyat of here. Even though you get rid of the tumas mace, because these kalim or tami from tumas mace, because there are a lot of dead were from the battle. So even though there's tumas mace and you remove that tuma, you can't be mishtamish with the kalim until you kasher them from the blias iser nevelos, right? The absorption of the iser nevelos. Yeah. Aches haZohav. What does Rashi say? Lo mashasoch laavir chaluda shelo kodem shiagilenu. Zeu loshon ach. Shelo yeshom chaluda ach hamateches yikmoshu. What's that mean? You know what that means?
Rust.
Yeah, rust. Rust. You have to scrape
off
the rust. Why?
Rust is overlaying.
Right. As you're worried that it's going to interfere with getting out the isser. As if the rust could prevent the it'll trap in maybe things or prevent the access of the water fully to the area. So then it says, "Kol davar she'yovo be'esh levashel bo klum taviru be'esh." So anything that's used in fire, you have to pass it through fire. Kiderech tashmisho hagalaso misha tashmisho ede chamin yagilena b'chamin u'misha tashmisho ede tzlik yon hashvud v'asko liyilab nubar. Okay, so that's in terms of the iser that's in it. But then ach b'mei nida yischato. So Rashi says, "Lefi pshuto chitrizel letaro mitumas meis." Because may nida, he says, the plain shot is talking about tumas mace, right? You should sprinkle it with the may nida, with the mayim from the paraduma. Omar lohem tzrichem akelim giul letara mina iser v'chitri letara mina tumah. That's the plain shot. Plain shot is that. That Elazar was telling them they need to do two things to make the kalim usable. They have to remove the tam iser that's in them, and then they have to remove the tumas mace. That's the plain shot. Rabbi saying the darshu mikan shaf lachshiran mino iser hitin tevil l'kli matchos. Interesting Rashi says, but the rabbanim say our Mishnah here that even to, our Gemara at least even to be machshir them from iser, he says a strong lashon, you need tevila for the metal kalim. Umei nida ksuvim kan darshu mayim haruuyim litbo b'hem nida v'kamehim arvayim sa v'chol she lo yavo b'eish kli kol davar shein tashmishu edei ha'or kigon kitonos kosos v'tzluchios v'tashmishim b'tzonein v'lo bolu isur taviu b'mayim atbilim v'dayo v'dafka klei matchos. So he learns the same way. Rashi and the Chumash exactly the same like as the Mishnah, that when it says kalim that weren't used with hot, either directly on the fire or with chamin, don't need anything but tevila. Right? Taviru b'mayim, just put them in the mikvah. Okay. But that's exactly what the Ramban doesn't like. Right? He doesn't like that part. He says, Veino nochon be'enai, shein loshon taviru tevila. Kia omer taviu b'mayim hu lashon tevila, right? Bias mayim is called tevila, not havoras mayim. Kimo b'mayim yuva. So as he learns, he says like this. Of al pirish taviu b'mayim lechabisam l'shafshif osam b'mayim yofe ad she tosur chaluda she nidbeka bohem mina iser she neshtamish bohem v'zehu hech sheiran mina iser. So he says no. What does it mean? What does it mean, Tavru b'mayim? To clean it. Give it a good cleaning. A good scrub down. And that is what? That is its hechsher from Isser. Right? Yomar Kosov. Dover shetashmishu be'esh, Tavru be'esh. Kiderach shoya tashmish bo b'yisurim. So he learns it's all the same. If it was used in fire, you have to be kasher to fire. Im tashmishu be'or, mamish. Then malabnabor. Yeah. And if it's aydei chamin, then it's what? Then it's b'chamin. He seems to think that different metals are better are used for different kinds of cooking, right? But if it's not used for fight with fire at all, just sonein, then do hadacha. Wash it b'mayim. Right? And then you have the inyan of tevila. Okay? So it's the same machlokas over here in the Chumash and in the Gemara. Yeah, Ritva also. I mean the Ritva, the Miri, look at all the Klomar, he says, Eshadachal Hatvil Yatvil Klomar Yadiach Vyashafshef Yofel Avir Isr Sha'al Ponov. Deilu b'tvila dad bayim saw lo ayru mishna sein. The Mishnah, our Mishnah is not talking about tvila, our Mishnah is talking about Hechsher. What kind of lashon does it mean? Things that are normally toveled, what does that mean? The whole thing doesn't, the whole lashon doesn't make sense. Yeah. But Rashi learns that way. Rashi learns that way. So is there a machlokas here? I mean, yeah. He's not learning. The problem with Rashi is that the pshat is difficult. Lahat darko lahatpil. That's what most Rishonim don't like. The expression eshe darko lahatpil. I mean, look at the rest of the Mishnah. It says kalim that the derech is lahagil or lelabein. So what does that mean? It means kalim that you normally use with hot water or directly on the fire. So if you use it normally with hot water, then you should kasher with hot water. If you normally use it with fire, you have to kasher with fire. So what does it mean darko lahatpil? Things that the guy usually puts in the mikvah, you should put it in the mikvah.
Oh, nothing has
bread. Doesn't make sense. So he has to change the whole mashmos of darko lahatpil to mean if it's roi li tor b'tvila, then it doesn't need any other tikkun. Then it doesn't need any tikkun. Then it's just a yatpil v'sulo tzarach. Because that's the type of kli that doesn't need any other doesn't need any hechsher. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem factually that there's really a machlokas. I mean, I don't think Rashi would not disagree that a kli that was used bitzonin definitely needs hadacha, definitely needs to be washed. I mean, because you're worried about the surface, you're worried about the iser on the surface. So what does he mean over here? So why is he learning darko lahatbil yatbil? Is there any nafkamina? I mean, it's mashma that they're arguing about the question of whether there's really a din of hechsher kalim by something that's used bitzonin. You know what I mean? Is that in the category of hechsher kalim, or is it just a practical matter of removing the mamashus that's on the surface? That's not a din of hechsher. Hechsher kalim is when there's blias of iser in the kli itself. So the psukim and the mishnah are dealing with only by chamin is it shayach to say a process of heksher. According to Rashi, there's no special step of heksher by tzonim. So according to the Ramban and the other Rishonim, it seems like they're learning you have to first do a heksher kli before you can do tefillah b'mikvah. Right, you do your tovel the kli after the heksher of iser is done. But they're learning that there's a heksher of from the blius. There's also a heksher from the tashrish of tzonin. The heksher of tashrish of tzonin is through hadacha. So therefore, they're learning that the psukim and the mishnah are all dealing with cases of heksher. The tefillah is after the heksher. So when the Mishnah says darko escha darko lahatbil yatbil, it doesn't mean, it's not referring to mikvah, because the whole Mishnah is in terms of hechsher lahagil yagil labin yilabin, right? But Rashi apparently holds there's no din. It doesn't have a shame of hechsher by tzonin. If for instance nafkamina would be, I mean obviously holds you have to remove the mamashas because it's not roi to use if you don't do it. But let's say the Maisa Tevila itself would remove all of the whatever is on there. Let's say it was just it had something on there that there'd be no difference between the Maisa Tevila and the Mikvah and Hadacha B'mayim. So according to the other Rishonim, it's not roy for Tevila until you first do a Hechsher to the Kli of Hadacha. But according to Rashi, the Tam, the Mamashas on the surface is not really a din of Heksher Kalim. So all it really needs is Tevila and remove the practical problem of the Mamashos. So if the Tevila itself does it, you can't say it's lacking anything before the Tevila.
Boiling.
Yeah. No, we're saying the Tevila is a separate idea, but the Pasuk is Mashma, that you have to first do heksher from iser. First, you have to remove it from iser, and then you do the tefillah, right? So we'll get to that later. I mean, what if you didn't? But is it makiv or not? But it's that's the pshat in the pasuk. It says first you're kol she yovav beish avir beish, and then there's the separate tara of tefillah and the mikvah, right? But the heksher of the kli from iser precedes the tara of the tefillah and the mikvah, right? So certainly, if you had a kli that was used with chamin, so it has b'lias of iser, so you can't be mishtamish with it as a kli. You can't be mishtamish. The iser itself has the kli itself has a shame iser in it, right? Because it has iser absorbed in it, so it's not roy for tefillah. You have to first do hagala, remove the iser, and then it's roif for tefillah. But what if you have a kli that was just used with kol? So it has surface shmutz on it. Okay. Does that require also a separate process of heksher first, or can I say, you know what, if I dunk it in the mikvah, the iser will come off, right? So that seems to be a question between Rashi and the other Rishonim, and how you interpret Escha Darko Lahatbil Yatbil. Rashi says that there's no need for a separate step of Hadacha. As long as it's as long as it was something that was used for Tzonin, right? So it has no Blias of Isser in it. There's no separate step of Hechsher that's required. It's just a practical question of getting rid of, making sure there's no Isser that you're going to be eating off of the surface. So the Mishnah doesn't prescribe a step of Hechsher prior to the Tefillah of Kalim that are used with Tzonin. Because there is no such thing. There's no din like that. It's just a practical. It's just a practical question. So, but the other Rishonim seem to hold that Eshed Darko Lahatbil Yatbil. They say no. That's not talking about mikvah. That's talking about the hechsher of the kelim that you use b'tzonin. They also have to have a process of hechsher before you can use them. But the question is, what can we define that machlokas a little better? I mean. It seems Rashi seems more mustava that there's no real heksher of a kli that's used b'tzonin. That's just don't eat whatever's on the surface. I understand if it's belua b'ser. Yeah. In other words, let's put it this way. In terms of the kli as a chefza, if there's no blias in the kli, then there's no shame iser in the kli as a chefza. If something is on top of something, that doesn't change its shame, right? If an iser is absorbed into the substance of the kli, then I can say this kli intrinsically now has a shame of iser because it's composed of iser. It's part of it's a component of its substance now. It's contained in it, right? In its very substance. But if something is just on top of it, that doesn't change the definition of the kli. In terms of the kli itself, it's a separable. It's not incorporated into its very substance. It's just in very close proximity, It's touching, but in terms of the cheftza, it doesn't change. It doesn't become a part of the shame of the cheftza, the kli, right?
It's not absorbed.
It's not absorbed. That's Rashi's argument. Rashi's argument is. It's no more of a heksher than just something was sitting in. If I had a piece of treif sitting in a bowl and I take it out, you wouldn't say I made a heksher in the kli. Say I just removed the iser from the proximity of the other thing, right? He says when there's a blia, now that's a heksher. That's called a heksher because the kli as a cheftza had the shame iser in it, but just because it was on it. Where's the that doesn't that's not a heksher, of course. That's avoiding eating iser, but every avoidance of eating iser is not a heksher of a kli, right? If someone had treif in the refrigerator and you removed it, you wouldn't say you kasher the refrigerator for them. You removed the michshol from the situation. You removed the iser from the situation. That's not a heksher. So that's Rashi's. It was seen. That's Rashi's argument, that the pasuk is dealing with hechsher of kalim. But for hechsher of a kli, first you have to have a kli that ba'atzmo is also has a shame iser in it. Then you can say there's two things you need to do to the kli. You have to remove the shame iser in the kli, and then you have to remove the tumah. Fine. But the shame iser has to be removed before the shame tumah. But something on the surface, well, what's the shame misser in the kli? There's no shame misser in the kli because something's on the surface. So apparently they hold that they hold the other way. They hold that even when Tom is balua in the kli, that's really not, that's really just impedes the function of the kli. Right? It's not in terms of the shame of the kli that the heksher, it's not in terms of the shame. It's really a kli. It's just a kli. The ikar of a kli is tashmish. So what's the difference if the tashmish is impeded because there's a blia in the kli, or the tashmish is impeded because there's a film on the surface? You don't look at kli as a cheftza. You look at the ikar of a kli is what you can do with it. So the heksher is to allow its tashrish to be to allow the tashrish beheter. So there's no difference. It's an academic difference to say it's balua or it's on the surface. That's nice in terms of defining the shame, but the ikar of kli is its use. Yeah.
Just like any other
thing. No. So heksha doesn't mean the possibility of being used at all. It means being used beheter. Being used beheter. They took kalim from Midyan that were unusable. So they're saying, the Torah is saying, you have to first make them practically usable in terms of iser beheter, and then it's roy for the gavra to be, then they're roy for the heter of for the removal of the tumah. But seems the question is, do you define the kli strictly like a heftza in terms of heksher? And then you'll say there's no real heksher of a kli that has just something that's iser on the surface, or do you say no, the whole ikar of kli should be defined in terms of tashmish? That's the nature of the thing. So there's no difference between the hechsher. They can call it equally hechsher. Hechsher can equally apply to something that's used b'tzonin and something that's used b'chamin. Yeah, right. I mean, that's really the question. Is the kli roi for tvilo when if there's something that's dirty on it from the tzonin? I assume it's not a chatzitza, of course, but then that would impede the tvilo itself. But if it'll come off with the tefillah, let's say. So according to Rashi, the kli is 100% roy as a kli. It's not lacking any heksher. According to the other Rishonim, it's lacking a heksher. Okay. Kol davar sheyovo ba'eish. Yeah, so it says, kol davar sheyovo ba'eish, taviyo ba'eish v'toyer. So what's the v'toyer? That's an extra tara. Yeah, so Rashi explains, what does it mean? Sh'nishtam shubo b'nei midyan al-yideya or, that's kol davar sheyovo ba'eish. So that's like the barbecue equipment there. So then tavir beish, why? Go ahead. Ke'ein bolo lister yaflitano, right? That's the principle. Ke bolo kach polto. What does it mean if it was used over an open fire? You have to put it through an open fire, because we say that's the principle. That the way it absorbed the Isser is the way it will expel the Isser. Okay, so if the Isser went in through Eish, then we have to remove the Isser through Eish. If the Isser went in through Chamin, then we'll go out through Chamin. But we're focusing on the Vitoyer, right? What's the Vitoyer? Rashi says, Kro Yiseru. Okay, go ahead. Continue. Yeah, continue the argument. You need both drushes to get the full picture. Tani bar kapor. Right. Ach b'mei nida yischata. So it says, what does it mean b'mei nida? So I would think that means what? Hazor shlishi v'shvi. Meaning what?
Just like a normal person needs to
Right. Right, exactly. Now, his plame shot is, it's in terms of Tumas Mace. Right? Means you need the Hazor of Shlishi and Shvi to remove the Tumas Mace. Like Rashi and Chumash. One thing is, Tavir Be'esh is in terms of the Tam, in terms of the Blias of Isser. But then, this was taken from battle. So it had Tumas Mace. Okay. So that's the plame shot. Talmud Lomar Ach Cholak. So Ach tells you what? Right. So what does it mean b'mei nida? If it's not the hazor of shlishi v'shvi, if it says you don't need that, so what do you need? So what is it that you do need? You need mei nida. You need mayim shenida tovelas boyan. That is what our boyim saw. Havi Omer, our boyim saw. Yeah. So some hold this is the source for the halacha that Anida needs to go to the mikvah. And apparently it's not mefurish in the psukim that Anida goes to the mikvah. But anyway, so go ahead. So now you have two drushes. Let's take the Gemara. Gemara says, what do you need both drushas for, right? Rava had a drusha of Vitoher, and Bar Kappara had the drusha of Bemei Nida. So what are the two drushas for? Go ahead.
Because of the
Tahir. So he says, Itzruch L'michta Vitoher, Itzruch L'michta Bemei Nida. Go ahead, right. If it just had Vitoher, then what? Hava Amino, I would have said. Koldu. Yeah, what does that mean? Rashi. Yeah, it's a funny Hava Amino, right? I would say that what? If it said Vitoher.
Any amount of water.
It doesn't need to be a full mix of mikvah 40 saw. What's that? A puddle you see on the floor. After a good rain, just put it in the puddle. Go ahead. So it tells you B'mei Nida, that it's the same shear as the mikvah of Nida. Right? It was just a Vitar, so I know I need to do something. I need to do some tevila, but I would think it doesn't. I would think it's enough if it's less than 40 saw. So kamash malon, so may nida tamalon may nida. It's the same mikvah as a nida. Go ahead. Kasa rachmona vitar. Well, yeah, that's a very problematic statement. And I don't know why. I haven't seen anybody comment on that. But, huh?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I would have thought hair of Shemesh like Anida. Yeah.
Like they have to wait?
I guess so. I guess it means they have to wait until night. Because Anida goes to the mikveh at night. Usually hair of Shemesh means hair of Shemesh usually means the tevila is done in the day, but then the full tower is not until night.
Right.
But that's not the... That's not the din of Nida. Nida goes to go. It means you have to wait till night. I guess that's what it means.
All right.
And that was a funny expression. Though.
I thought
that you're thinking of Zava. That's different.
Oh.
And Zava doesn't have to go at night. Zava can go in the day. You just have to
wait.
Right. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So let's take up the question of these Havaminas. Okay. So what is the first half of it is what? Is that that it would have been enough to do a tevila in less than the full mikvah. Kamash Malon, it's dafka 40 saw. Yeah. So the Rishonim are bothered with that Havamina. Why would you have a Havamina like that? Why would you have a Havamina like that, right? And what's the Kamash Malon? All right, so who do you want to take? You want to take the... Right. So in other words, really the halacha is that midaraisa, if you have a kli, if you have a needle, that's tame. Regular case of tuma. Not our case of buying something from a guy. But regular case, you have a kli that became tame. So midaraisa, how much mayim do you need to remove the tumas kli?
A revius.
That's really all you need. So truthfully, Tos is explaining that the Havamina is a very good Havamina, right? Havamina is a very good Havamina. So what's the Havamina? Now the Havamina would be that what? That the Tevila of the clay Midyan is no different than the Tevila of regular Tumantara. Just like a clay needs... All it needs is a minimal of a revius, and of course it has to be able to cover the whole kli, right? It has to be as long as you can get the kli into the puddle. That's at least a revius. It's good. So the havamina is that what's the Torah telling you? Do tvilas tuma vitara, right? Kamash malon. That's not enough, but that's what really bothers Tosis, truthfully. Because bothers Tosis is, why would you need 40 saw, right? If it's simply an Indian of Tuma, of Tuma, and Kalim have the Tara of a Kli is in a Revius, so what's the din of 40 saw, really? Right? So what did you say?
Well,
Right. So he says that no, that's exactly what the pasuk is telling you. Tvilas kli midjan, the tvilas kelim, is not an inyan of tumah. It's not an inyan of tumah. It's, what does he call it? A chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's like Zeris HaKosov. That what? You're not removing any tumah necessarily. You're not removing any tumah. So the Hava Mina was that what? It would be the same maisa of the tefillah of the ordinary tefillah kelim. Kamash Malon to Chiddush. Chiddush, and therefore it's Memsa. But what's the idea? I mean, what's the concept? Yeah.
What needs Memsa?
A person. Why does a person need 40 saw?
Isn't that just because you won't be covered otherwise?
That's correct. 40 saw is simply the shear that an average person fits into. Right? So take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva gives a very interesting explanation for this. Yeah. So the Ritva, also the same question, right? That why do you need more than a Revius? If it's just the Maisa Tvila of Tuman, it should just be modeled at least by the Maisa Tvila of Kalim in general. So the Ritva gives a very, very, very interesting idea. He says, no, it's Dafka, the Xeris HaMelech is, it should be a 40 saw. Why? Because it's Dome to Tvilas Ger. That the whole idea of Tvilas Kalim is what?
Bringing it to our side,
exactly. Bringing it to our side. So it's a very interesting idea that the Torah chose the entity of tevilas, that the entity of mikvah that represents the idea of conversion. In other words, what's the difference between conversion and tumah and tahara? Obviously, there's a big difference, but I mean to say it like this, because tumah and tahara are what?
Just a system within naturally occurring things.
Yeah, tumah and tahara is just two different states that the same thing can be in. I can have one kli, it could be tameh, it can be tar. You go back and forth. There's no essential change in the kli between tumah and tahara. It's just a question of what I can use it for, right? It's not an essential differentiation. It's not an essential difference. It's just like an added quality. As the quality of being tameh now is the quality of being tahor now. So if the, and that's the mikvah of revius for kalim. So he's saying if the Torah just said put it in the mikvah, in the kalim mikvah, it would imply that there's some idea of change in a certain in an attribute, like tumah and tahara, but it's really a whole different idea. It's much more than that. It's not just a change of state from the Akum to the Yisrael. It's like a geris. Geris is not something that is just an accidental change. That's an essential change, right? That's identity, exactly. So by saying that it has to dafka be a mikvah of Arboim Saw, it's saying it's really changing its whole identity. The whole identity of the Kli has changed. What does that, why is it such a tremendous change? Why is it such a tremendous change? I understand Geras is a big change, but I mean, you're allowed to sell a Kli to a guy. It's not like once the Kli converts to Judaism, now if you sell it to a guy, you're going to be over an Isser. I mean, so that's what we have to work on that a little. What exactly is the great significance of taking a kli from the Akum to the Rosh Hashanah Yisrael? But that's what he's saying that's really dafka, the limud of the pasuk. It's very nice how the halacha expresses the underlying concept in the whole inyan of the mitzvah, right? By changing dafka from the practical mikvah of tumah and tahara to the mikvah of Adam, the Ritva is saying the Torah is alluding to a deeper concept. That it's more similar to a conversion than to just a minor change of state. Okay. I'll have to go into that a little deeper next time. But that's the Ritva Shita. That's the Ritva Shita. It's a beautiful idea. The Ramban learns a little differently. Yeah, so the Ramban doesn't like the Pshat. I don't know why the Ramban doesn't like the Pshat. He says, Koldhu doesn't mean a mikvah chaser. What does he learn Koldhu means?
Not enough to immerse it.
Right? He learns Koldhu means that I might have thought, by regular Tumantara, you have to submerge the entire Kli into the mikvah. Right? Maybe by Kli Midyan, you don't need to submerge the entire Kli into the mikvah. Kamash Malon, you do. But he holds there's never a din of our barim saw by the mikvah of by Kalim. He says the Gemara just says 40 saw because that's practically what he holds as manazeh. But he has a different havamina. What's funny with the Ramban is, if you'd line up the Ramban and the Ritva, right? Exactly. The Havamina of the Ritva is the Maskana of the Ramban. The Ramban's Maskana is exactly the Havamina of the Ritva. Right? Ramban's Havamina was take the Revius, take the Shir Revius of Kalim, of Tumantara, and what? Dip it in? What kind of an idea is that? What kind of a Tara of a mikvah is that? Dip it in. Kamash Malon, you have to submerge the entire Kli into the small mikvah. And the Ritva says, the Havamin is that all you'd have to do is submerge the small Kli into the Kli into the small mikvah. Kamash Malon, you need the mikvah Sa'adam. Yeah, so we have to think about what is the Ramban's... And the Ramban quoted the other Shita first. I mean, he was aware of that possibility. It's not like he didn't think of that idea. For some reason, he prefers this idea.
How do you know he prefers it?
He says it. At the end, doesn't he say it?
Is the Ramban's mikvah a literal mikvah? Is it a 40 samik or is what?
No. It would be the 40. It would be the shear of a tefillah for Kalim.
Whatever is enough to